Go to College, They Said, a podcast hosted by Get Involved NC, your Center for Student Engagement and Leadership at Niagara College. We're here for students who are looking to make the most out of their time in college, enhance their experience, make connections, and gain a competitive edge. This is an all-access pass for students to listen, learn, and start to lead with their best professional foot forward. So go to college, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Hello, and welcome back to Go to College, They Said, your NC podcast. It is your host, Cecil Sarah here, breaking down soft skills. Say that five times fast. Now, we have talked about soft skills before on the podcast, but never really in depth as to breaking down exactly what soft skills are and like down to the definition, examples of soft skills, and then again, how you can be using them or how employers are going to be looking for them. So soft skills are those non-technical skills that relate to kind of how you work and how you perform in a workplace and the skills obviously that you have. These include how you can interact with colleagues, peers, how you problem solve, and how you manage your work. So it's really important to learn what soft skills are, the types of them, examples of soft skills, and because then you'll know ways to develop them and speak on them in terms of getting an interview. And when they ask you, you know, what are your strengths and your weaknesses, you're going to be able to reference soft skills and examples of how you have demonstrated these soft skills in experiences. What are soft skills? Definition wise, again, they will relate to how you work. They are kind of those intrapersonal skills, communication skills, listening skills, time management, empathy, the list goes on. Potential employers typically are looking for job candidates with both the hard skills, the learned skills you need for that role, but with soft skills because they make someone more successful in that role, more successful in that workplace. It attributes to the culture of a workplace in deeming whether you are a great fit for that role as well, is those soft skills that you additionally have. You can be an excellent candidate with your hard skills, the technical stuff, the job specific skills, but if they can't, you know, if you can't manage your time or work within a team, then you might not be the most ideal candidate for good reason. So you might hear soft skills, interpersonal skills, essential skills. Those are kind of like alternative names that you would maybe hear thrown around for soft skills. So diving a little more into the types of soft skills. How many times am I going to say soft skills during this? But it'll be stuck in your brain. You'll be hearing and dreaming about soft skills. But these include the kind of personal attributes and personality traits, communication abilities needed for success in a job. Or you could apply this to your current studies, in your current part-time job, in your current academic success. It's all going to help make you the most successful as a person. So soft skills characterize how a person interacts in their relationships with others. Soft skills include anything from adaptability, communication, creative thinking, dependability, work ethic, teamwork, you know, overall positivity, time management, motivation, problem solving, critical thinking, conflict resolution. There are so many, and I will tell you, so many career sites, career findings, research on this has shown that the number one soft skill that future employers and potential employers look for is communication. How well do you communicate? Your communication skills are so important in every way to a job, to life, to relationships, and you'll likely need to communicate with people in those roles. So whether they are clients, customers, colleagues, peers, employers, your faculty, professors, in the industry, if you have vendors, you will need to be able to speak clearly, politely with people in person, by phone, in writing. That encompasses communication. It's not just talking to someone in real life. Especially now with our digital world, it translates to all forms of communication. And on the other hand, you'll likely need to be a good listener. Employers want employees who can not only communicate their own ideas, but also listen well and empathetically to others. So listening is a particularly important skill in customer service jobs. You'll hear it a ton, but that can go across the board and again, straight and applied to your academics right now. We'll dive into a little bit more of those skills, but I just wanted to mention that the communication of being listed as the number one of the top soft skills employers value. So how do you get these soft skills? Where do they come from? You don't take a course on time management. You don't take a course on problem solving. You know, where do you gain these skills? How do you develop these skills? Well, you're in the right place, first of all, listening to this, because we have so much co-curricular programming at NC, whether that's through leadership and mentorship opportunities, that is a direct way to gain experience developing your soft skills or that professional development. You know, unlike kind of those hard skills that are learned like in your courses and through your academics, soft skills are similar to, you know, emotions or insights that allow people to kind of read others. They are quote unquote harder to learn, but in a sense that you're not sitting down in a classroom learning about it. You have to kind of dissect your experiences and pull out the skills. We have talked about the skills workshop that we're going to be running again come the fall. We have run it in the past many times with our career services team, a workshop to help you identify your skills. Typically, the average person does not or cannot name 10 of their own skills when you actually have well over 200 skills. So that's something to look forward to as well. And while we say like your academics are those hard skills, you are learning soft skills throughout your academics as well. You know, when you're connecting with your peers, when you're talking to your faculty and your professor, when you're problem solving through group work or conflict resolution through scheduling, there are a ton of ways that you are gaining these skills. You just have to be very aware of what they are, again, so that you can pull them out and speak to those experiences. And also know your strengths and weaknesses. Know whether you need to work on your communication skills or know you need to work on your conflict resolution. If you are someone who maybe shuts down or shies away from conflict, that's normal, but there are positive ways to kind of help you deal with those situations and be well-versed with conflict resolution and problem-solving skills. And this is important. Again, we've talked about identifying these skills, but you would not be asked directly, like, if you have soft skills or what is your best soft skill. Like, that's not a typical interview question that you'll be presented with, but employers will kind of present situations and ask what you would do or assess whether you have the skills that they would expect in a response. And that's how you can, again, like we have said a million times, speak on the experiences that showcase these soft skills that you have. So let's kind of break down the list of the top soft skills that employers look for. As mentioned before, we talked about communication. How well do you communicate? We've said it a million times how important communication skills are in real life, in digital life, whatever it is. And then underneath kind of communication, there is that listening, there's negotiating, there's nonverbal communication, that kind of body language that you give off. And then there's reading body language. It really is twofold here. Storytelling has become a huge soft skill that people are recognizing more and more. Public speaking, your writing skills, your visual communication. And then into that critical thinking as another top soft skill that employers look for. So no matter what the job, employers want candidates who can analyze situations and make informed decisions. They want someone who's able to look at, here's the problem or here's the something that is brought to the attention and this is XYZ avenue with these results and making the best sound decision for a solution. So skills related to critical thinking include creativity, flexibility, curiosity, adaptability, a desire to learn, innovation, problem solving, research, thinking outside of the box, having a tolerance to change and uncertainty, troubleshooting, and a value in education. You're always willing to learn and take in more, kind of being that sponge. The third top soft skill that employers look for is leadership. So while not every job opening is a leadership role, employers will likely want to know that you have the ability to be a leader, make decisions when push kind of comes to shove, hit the ground running, manage situations, manage other people in the absence of another person. The ability to kind of like step up to the plate, if you will, in a difficult situation and help resolve it is something employers really look for in prospective employees. And so if you're interviewing for a job that has the potential for an advancement, the employer will want to know that you kind of like have what it takes to become a leader. Really think long term in this, and that entry level job may have many stepping stones along the way that will really help having some leadership skills along with you. So Other skills related to leadership include the ability to, again, resolve problems and conflicts and make executive decisions. So that conflict management, conflict resolution, decision-making, delegation, which is huge and so hard to do and a constant need to practice that, facilitation, giving clear feedback, and again, on the flip side, being able to receive feedback, to inspire others and manage difficult conversations. In our digital world, it's going to become a skill about managing remote or virtual teams. So meeting management, mentorship, motivating, project management. You know, when you have multiple projects on the go, think about how many courses you're handling at one time. That's a great example of project management. You have multiple things happening, multiple kind of like fires going that you constantly need to attend to. So always put it into perspective of where you're at. It does not mean you have to be applying for a leadership role from the get-go. Another top soft skill is positive attitude. Employers are always wanting to seek people who will bring a little light to the office, whether that's again in real life or virtually. They want an employee that's friendly and eager to work and integrate themselves into the team and honestly just a great person to be around. Being able to keep things positive, especially in the kind of the world we've had, being able to see the cup half full. If you're working in a more high-stress environment or a fast-paced environment, it's really important to be able to have that positive outlook. Things that kind of go along with a positive attitude, confidence. Confidence, I would say, is the biggest soft skill that I hear students wanting to progress. When I say, what professional development do you want to work on? Every single person says confidence. And I should, can, and will do a podcast episode on confidence and how you can work on that and gain that for yourself. That is huge in terms of maintaining a positive outlook and attitude. Cooperation, energy, enthusiasm, friendliness, honesty, and a little humorous, you know, being appropriate. Patience and respectfulness, they all attribute to having that positive impact and positive attitude on a team. Which leads into another top soft skill of teamwork. Potential employers are looking for candidates who will work well with others. Whether your job directly relates to be doing a lot of teamwork or team projects, or it's simply just attending a few departmental meetings or some collaborative work, you need to be able to work effectively with the people around you, and you need to be able to work with others even if you don't always see eye to eye. But the project and the work gets done, and that is really what teamwork means, because your end goal is all the same. You're all in the same company or role or course, and you're all wanting this mark. So whether or not you get along per se with that person's personality, you need to be able to put that aside and get the work done and perform to the best of your ability as a team player. So some skills related to teamwork include, you know, accepting feedback, collaboration, the ability to negotiate with others and recognize and appreciate diversity in a team. It's huge. Emotional intelligence, empathy. You want to be able to establish these kind of interpersonal relationships and understand that not everyone will think like you think, and respecting people's different opinions. And again, keeping that end goal the same. But networking, self-awareness, these social skills of team building and teamwork all kind of go together. One of the last top soft skills that employers look for is your work ethic. Of course, they don't want people to come in who don't have a strong work ethic. You know, that's why you're there, to work and to perform. You know, these people come to work on time, they complete tasks in a timely manner, they meet deadlines, they stay focused and organized. They're able to kind of really budget their time and complete their work thoroughly. And, you know, they are able to work independently, but with a team. And people with a strong work ethic can follow instructions. So a strong work ethic is really difficult to teach, and employers know that. So they'll be very impressed if you can demonstrate that from the start, that you have that drive and you have that work ethic within you. That's one thing that they'll really notice, I think, off the hop, and bring that to light to make you stand out. So some skills that relate to this, that a healthy competitiveness is great, dependability, dedication to your role, to the work that you're doing, and again, bringing it back to that why, meeting deadlines, multitasking, perseverance, persistence, resilience, planning, punctuality, that business etiquette, scheduling, staying on task, time management, trainability, and working well under pressure. So it's important to add some of these key takeaways. Soft skills, again, are those non-technical skills that impact your performance in the workplace. You likely already have so many soft skills from your school and work experiences, and you can also develop these further at work, school, volunteer activities, in trainings, in the leadership program, in the mentorship program. So many things available for you to help kind of build and develop your professional development, your soft skills. And you can include these soft skills in your resume and cover letter and demonstrate these soft skills and speak on them during interviews. Being more aware of what they are, and you can help identify them throughout the year while you are getting ready and putting your best professional foot forward. Wherever you are in your academic journey, whether you are just starting, whether you are grinding through it or getting ready to exit, you will be able to be aware of what these soft skills are and bring that into potential interviews and workplace situations that you can say, I've done this, 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 and this, and these are the skills that I've gained from it, or this is what I can bring onto your team. So being aware of what these skills are and how you can develop them and how you can work on them is so, so important. And we're going to talk more about this, but I wanted to give you a good overview and dive into a bit of those top soft skills that people are looking for. So feel free to slide into our DMs on Instagram at GetInvolvedNC if you want to talk more about soft skills, or anything comes to mind throughout listening to this episode that you're like, hey, I'd love to hear more about this. Stay tuned for when we will be running our skills workshop in the fall. And we look forward to any and all feedback you have for us, because this podcast is for y'all. We want to be able to give you everything you are needing to help put your best professional foot forward. So thank you all for listening. Bye.